Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody. You've got Greg Peterson and Belinda Casper here, and we are ready to start. I believe, Belinda, isn't this our eighth month of doing this?
Can you believe this is our eighth Quick Start program? It's been such a joy, and it's been great to get the great feedback from everybody. So, yes, number eight.
Wow. Wow. This is awesome because not only is it our eighth month, but there's so many positive changes that have been occurring, and we have now been recognized by the company as an important tool to be used to help train not only the brand new people that are going to the academies, which they are announcing this program within the academies, but then also for all of those individuals that are distributors as a review to really get caught up on all the latest items and what the basic outline is to be able to do this. So let's go ahead and let's get started on this. So I'm Greg Peterson. I'm here in Southern California, team manager. And Belinda, where are you at right now and what level you reached? So
I am a group leader and I am in Jacksonville, Florida, and it is gorgeous here.
Oh, my gosh. And not only are you a group leader, young lady, but you are an academy director as well. So let's not forget that you carry
that
a
true.
Huge...
Yes, that is true. I am an academy director as well, and I love it when I get my academy time. So it's wonderful. You're absolutely right.
That is awesome. Well, folks, we've got a lot of information to share with you, so I want you to be ready. So make sure that you have a pen and paper ready, and we will be giving you time also to run and get that because we want you to be here to learn and be able to remember more when you write things down. So make sure you have pen and paper ready. And we are going to be giving out a couple different website information and also the ability to be able to go in and listen to the recordings of this, which is so important because there's a lot of things that we cover, and we want to make sure that you are able to go back, review, get the information, have it written down, and so forth. So the first thing that we want you to be able to write down is the website for the Blog Talk Radio for our Quick Start program, as well as Testimonial Tuesday and what they call Whatever Wednesday or our training day, and then also for the equine for Thursdays, which are absolutely amazing. So that website for Blog Talk is blogtalkradio.com/BEAMER IBDS. I'm going to spell it out for you, and then I will say it one more time. blogtalkradio.com/BEMERIBDS. Now, this is where you will go, and then you can pull up any of the previous Blog Talk Radio programs. So if you're wanting to get ahead of the game, you can always go to previous months and look at, let's say today is week one. You can go back and listen to week two of last month. Now, just know that there are slight little changes that might occur as changes in the company occur, and we want to make sure that we keep up to date. So always try to listen to the most recent Blog Talk Radios and also our Quick Start program here. Now, what our goal is to help you get the best possible start in the Beamer business. And with that, we want to encourage you to get out there and be able to make that first sale in the next 4 weeks. Yeah, and the next after that is actually to be able to make four of them, which is even better. Now, the company has a wonderful program that they had started, and it was the Pacesetter program. And initially, they gave you 60 days to do it, and then also on top of that, the month that you had signed up was an additional days. So actually, the 60 days started after the month that you signed up. However, the company has now extended that, and until the end of this year, December 31st, if you make four sales, and this is for everybody now, not just brand new, but starting September 1st, if you make four sales, whether they be a Go Edition, Home Edition, or Equine Unit, you will make an additional $750 on your commission. Now, if two of those sales sign up as a distributor, then you will get an additional $250 for those sales, leading to a total of $1,000, which will be paid out the second pay period, I believe, of the following year. So here is the big kicker. Now, let's say one or two or however many people you sign on as a distributor, if you personally make Pacesetter and then one of the individuals that you sign on also become and make a Pacesetter, you will receive 50% of the total that they received on their Pacesetter. So to make it simple, if they made $1,000, then you will receive an additional $500. As well as those that are making Pacesetters, they are able to receive those really nice tennis shoes, the orange tennis shoes with the Beamer emblem on the side of them. So that is what's going on. So our goal is to be able to educate you how to do this properly, how to have fun and get started. So with that, let's get started, and I'm going to turn this over to Belinda.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. Appreciate it. Yeah, those shoes, the only way you can get those shoes is if you are a Pacesetter. There is no other way. So I think everybody should make a goal to sell four Beamers between now and the end of the year, and that is so doable, and we're here to help you. So the Quick Start program is a four-week class of 45 minutes on Mondays on Blog Talk. And as Greg says, you have the opportunity to go back and listen to a recording again if you want to catch some more of the material we have or if you missed it. But it is repeated each month. So we have updated information and so forth, but it is repeated monthly. So it is something that is great for new distributors. It's great for re-engaging distributors, and it's great for people who just want to continue to learn and grow and continue to enhance what they're doing in sharing the Beamer. As Greg had talked about, we have those recordings available to you, but what I want to talk to you about is a Facebook group that we have. It is a self-directed Facebook group. It's an opportunity to share. It's an opportunity to ask questions with each other. We do have a folder there that has material in it. We have finance material. We have the 50 Faces, which is an opportunity for you to have an opportunity to create a goal for yourself to share the Beamer with 50 new people. So different forms you can download. You can go to the form section. It's a file section on that Facebook. The Facebook is called Quick Start IBD Support Group. There's a space between Quick and Start. So Quick Start IBD Support Group. You do need to answer two of the questions, and there are some people in there that haven't answered the questions, so we cannot approve you unless you answer. The two questions are simple. What is your IBD number, and have you attended an academy? But make sure you answer those questions because that's the only way you can get approved. We want to make sure that we don't have anybody coming in that shouldn't be there. But what you can get out of that Facebook is, you know, perhaps you want to find an accountability partner. Maybe your mentor or sponsor that signed you up is also relatively new and doesn't really know what's going on, but you want to have somebody that may be more engaged and find somebody that will help you maintain accountability for what commitments you need to do or what you want to do. You know, sometimes when we have somebody that we have to be accountable for, it's always going to keep us moving further along, and we need that boost from each other. So, you know, it'll help you get focused. It'll help you maintain the commitments that you're making to reach your goals every week. It's going to help you to support your daily and weekly behaviors and get the results that you're looking for. And, you know, something that you should start to think about is what are some of those key performance indicators that you're going to commit to? You know, how many people are you going to introduce to the Beamer each week? How many people are you going to invite to our many different weekly calls that we have and presentations that you can go online to share? How many people are you going to actually get on the Beamer? And we're going to talk about how to do effective demos here soon. And how many people are you planning to do follow-ups for? We're going to have a whole day on follow-up and the best way to do follow-up. But one of the things that George has stated, and he tracks everything, he stated that if you want to have one sale a month, you need to at least get two new people introduced to the Beamer, two people invited to our weekly call, two people on the Beamer demo, follow up with everybody in a drip manner. So if you want to reach a goal of one sale a month, now you know what the number is you have to reach, and you have to do it consistently and repeatedly that you are doing that over and over again each week. You can't control the outcome. You can control your behaviors. So an opportunity to help find somebody that might be able to be an accountability partner for you might be in that Facebook group at Quick Space Start IBD Support Group. So, Greg, let's talk about expectations.
Naturally, you throw that one right at me there because I know you expect a lot out of me, young lady. So I am here to make that happen. So, folks, this is your business. We are here to make you independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. And what do I mean by that? We want to be able to educate you so you can be self-sufficient and be able to go out there and feel comfortable doing what needs to be done to share Beamer and to be able to change people's lives and be able to change the horses' lives. And in that process doesn't mean that you're by yourself. It means knowing where to go to reach out to your fellow team members and accountability partners as we work as a team. Because if one person is being addressed just by you, you might say a few things that might resonate with them, but you can bring another person into the mix and they might be able to understand the other individual maybe a little bit more, or they have a common ailment or different things there. So we want to make sure that we help you orchestrate and be able to direct you to be able to have the efforts needed to make you have a successful journey. Your success is up to you, plain and simple. I can set the tools at your feet. It is your choice if you pick up those tools and use them. So we want to make sure that we have fun. We want to make sure that we teach you how to stay motivated. We want to make sure that you're able to be disciplined enough to be able to go out there and share this properly. Now, when doing that, we want to make sure that you have fun along the way. For me, people go, well, is this your full-time job? And I mentioned, well, I do this full-time, but it's not a job. It is literally a passion because I am going out and I'm changing people's lives. All we do is share the Beamer. It is the choice of the individuals at their own time frame of when they may wish to purchase. So through this program, our expectations are to provide you guys with all the tools and give you the encouragement needed that is going to allow you to be successful. That's all we're here to do, but it is a huge thing that is making others extremely successful. So with that, I'm going to turn over some of those IBT tools and resources to Belinda.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. You know, before we jump into some of the tools, I want to share one of my secrets that I have done, which is I have created Beamer journals. I'm a journaler, so I have journaled for a lot of different things. But, you know, you're going to be on different calls, and there's going to be a lot of information you're going to be gathering from those calls or from the research that you're doing in your back office and that we're going to talk about here in a minute. I encourage you to create a Beamer journal. So it's not your to-do list. It's your information list. It's your education of Beamer, and it'll help you to be able to grab that information and be able to retrieve that better and easier for you. So I encourage you to create a Beamer journal so that you you can continue to capture the information we're sharing on these blog talks, but also in all the other resources and calls that are available from Beamer. I mean, Greg, I know that you and I started several years ago. I'm 4.5 years, and I think you're how long have you been a distributor, Greg?
I started officially January of 2017.
Okay. So you and I are almost the exact same time. I got my Beamer on December 31st, 2016. So, yes, we are aligned in that. And what we have now available for our distributors is fantastic because there are so many more tools and opportunities for you to share with people than it was when Greg and I started. So you are in the lucky group. But let's start in where you can find a lot of information. That's going to be in your back office in the e-learning tab. So as a reminder, how you get into your back office, you're going to go to backoffice.beamer.services, and you're going to be asked to enter your email. That's going to be your Beamer email, and then you're going to enter the password that you used when you signed up. Now, if you forgot your password, don't worry about it. Just click on that link and then enter your Beamer email. The link is actually going to be sent to your personal email that you used when you signed up, but you have to enter your Beamer email because that's how they are connecting everyone. So when you get into your back office and you get into the e-learning tab, you're going to see really incredible opportunities to learn. Many of those are videos that are from our academy, so they're great reinforcements of what you're learning in the academy. And there's also several other videos that are there to help train. One of them is PAPA, P-A-P-A training. We recognize that most people that come into being a Beamer distributor aren't necessarily professional salespeople, and they're not professional leaders, and they may not have had that in their career. So what PAPA training is to help in a sales training on how to share the Beamer. The P is for personal relationships. The A is for analysis. The P is for presentation, and the A is for action. So that's one of the things that while you're going through your e-learning tab and you're going through the modules, I recommend that you look at PAPA multiple times because it's really going to help you in your languaging. It's going to help you have confidence in sharing the Beamer. The other fantastic place for you to get information is our distributor library. They have done an amazing job of having so much fantastic content and videos there. And one of the greatest things that we're recently changed this year is that we have a national calendar. At the very top of our distributor library, there's a national calendar, so you never miss an event or a big important meeting. As a matter of fact, tonight is Medical Monday with Dr. Burka, and if you're a healthcare practitioner or somebody is on your team that's a healthcare practitioner, they do need to be a licensed practitioner, but they can register for that call, and you get the link for that registration on our national calendar. On Wednesday, we have our Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Burka will be speaking to all of us, and that is Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is 5 o'clock Pacific time. And the link for that call is in your national calendar. So you want to be able to continue to access that national calendar. The next, what I think is one of the best tools and resources for you to be able to really hit the ground running, and that is attend an academy. You can go to find out when academies are taking place. They are all online now. We may go to some live meetings in 2022, but this year they are all online. And what you want to do is you go to the events tab in your back office, and it's on the toward the bottom on the panel on the left. So you go to the events tab, and you can do a search events, and you can type in academy at the top, and you will be presented with the different dates that academies are scheduled. Now, make sure you're paying attention. If you're in the U.S., you're signing up for a U.S. academy. If you're in Canada, you're signing up for a Canadian academy. It is important to go to the appropriate academy for the country that you live in. But I have one more academy I'm teaching this year, which is November 20th and 21st with Linnell Hagee. So, you know, a lot of people, you can look at what days work for you. They're Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's even some Monday, Tuesday for those people who are honoring the Sabbath. So look to see what works best for you. Now, one of the great supports is your upline. You can find the people above, obviously you know your mentor because they helped you get involved with Beamer, but there is a group and a team of people that are here to support you. You have the mentor and the group leader that is above that person and the team manager above that person. So if you think about it, there is a team of people that are here to support you, and they benefit from your success. So to find those people, they can help you with three-way calls or help you with signing up an academy, or if this is the beginning to place an order or you want to sign up a distributor, they can all help you, but you go up the line. And to find out how to speak to, go into your back office. You can look at my team. When you click on your name, you'll see the people who are above you and their contact information. You know, we do all of that business type of work and the navigating in the back office. That support is really the people in your upline that are there to support you. We really only call customer service at our Carlsbad office when we have questions on orders or warranty questions. We don't want them to take their time to navigate people through the back office. We need to make sure that that's being done through the team. But our company office is available from 6 to 6 Pacific time or 9 to 9 Eastern time on Monday through Friday. And you want to call them. Their number is 800-554-9117. Whenever you call, make sure you have your IBD number or your customer's ID number or WS number so that they are able to quickly find you and quickly solve your issues. I can tell you they're a great group of people, but we want to make sure that they're able to do those calls quickly. So if you come in with the right information, they'll be able to take care of you. So, you know, Greg, one of the best tools that I think we have is our own success story. We call that our testimonial. But what changes Beamer's been able to do? So do you want to talk a little bit about how people might be able to begin creating their success story?
I would be more than happy to on that. And this is honestly what really sold me on the Beamer, is that I not only saw what the Beamer was doing for our bicycle race team back in June of 2016, where I was a crew member for the four-man bicycle race team, and Beamer was one of the partial sponsors for that team. And I just saw how it improved the guys' performance, recovery, the whole bit. And then I spoke to one of the riders, who is a nine-time national cycling champion, and he told me his story about using it, and I was sold. Now, I did do my due diligence. I did look at the science. I went online, and at that time, it was much more difficult to find the information, but I was really sold by listening to him, so because I trusted him. And with this, also know that when you are talking with people, do the people know you or not? And that's why we always go for that low-hanging fruit, and we're going to talk about that later on. But we're going to be practicing with family members, friends, neighbors, different things there. So when you start your story of the Beamer itself, remember how it was introduced to you. 9 times out of 10, you will automatically do the same thing when you introduce it to others. We call this the duplication process. So we want to make sure that we do it right. Now, on developing your story, write down the things that you noticed different after you started using the Beamer. Number one, where were you before you started using the Beamer? What type of areas of discomfort did you have? And then timelines. And I noticed after just one session, this improved or that improved or whatever you noticed, and then progress from there. Never, ever lie about anything. Be 100% honest. If it took you 3 months before you started feeling something, be honest about it. But then when you started noticing things happening, I'm sure that they were much greater, and it's going to be much more impactful, and it allows people to realize that this isn't a one-stop quick fix item. This is something where Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. We just don't know the timeline. So when we're creating our testimonial, we want to be honest. We want to be short. We want to be concise, and we want to be compliant because we are a Class 2 FDA registered device with the FDA. So we want to make sure that we follow all their guidelines so that we don't get in trouble. Now, how do we do that? Number one, we do not mention any medical terms such as disease states, whether it be diabetes, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, the word cancer, anything like that. We do not mention those medical terms. Now, a physician can. They are a licensed medical practitioner. We, as general individuals, cannot. You can use general terms. Instead of fibromyalgia, you could just say, I have all these body aches all over the place, and I just can't get them to stop, and the doctors have nothing that will work. And after I started using the Beamer, I noticed that all the signs and symptoms have started to recede, and I'm receiving my life back again. Just something very simple like that. That took me less than 15 seconds to say, but I can tell you that's going to raise the eyebrows to a lot of people. Number two, we do not do third-party testimonials, meaning I would not tell you Belinda's story. Why? Because I could tell you her story, and then you go talk to Belinda, and she goes, well, it was more like this, and she tells you her story. Well, where does the credibility of what I tell you go? It goes right down the tubes. And so we want to stand with honor and integrity, and we want to make sure that people get the word directly from the individuals. Now, we also have Testimonial Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio. So you can tune in on Tuesday mornings and or you can listen to the recordings. Where do we find those recordings? I hope you have your pen and paper ready. That is going to be at blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. Now, that's where you can listen to recordings. Not only listen to them, but you can also copy, paste, and you can send those recordings to other individuals. So if you have a client that you know that a recording would resonate with them, by all means, send that show over to them, have them listen to it, and it just might be that tipping point that helps them decide that that's something that they want to have in their life. Now, we always like to use our name, where we're at, our type of job we're doing, how long we've been using the Beamer, what were our issues or our obstacles that we were trying to overcome, and then what are the results that we achieved. So make sure you write this down and have a systematic order. Practice it. Practice, practice, practice. We call this an elevator speech. And that means when you hop in an elevator, normally you have about 30 seconds. So you want to make sure, now I know in the academies that they like to try to do it in 90 seconds, and you'll be surprised how some people, you'll see how different people, they like to be more specific on things, and in doing so, it draws the story out longer and longer. Well, when you do that, watch the body language of the individuals you're talking to. If they start looking around or their body, they start getting antsy, that means that they're tired of listening to you, plain and simple. So make sure you keep it short, precise, to the point, and then let them ask you for additional information if they want. Now, we also have in our e-learning, we also have the ability of doing a compliant video, or listen to the compliant video, I should say, that is in the e-learning. And it is really good. It's extremely informative. And that's why they have all that wonderful information in our e-learning there for us. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. Now, outside of that, on Facebook, make sure that you check in our file section. And we do have worksheets in there that have been put together by our wonderful cast of individuals that helped put this whole program together, with Casey Conrad and Belinda and Lisa Diamond and Nancy Pellegrini. We have so many wonderful people that have taken the time out of their own day, and they put all this information into the file section in your Facebook page on the Quick Start IBD support group. So all of this has been put together for you. And I think that's about I have there for testimonials. I don't want to talk your guys' ears off, because right now you guys are probably starting to roll your eyes, and you can understand how it would be for somebody if you do an inappropriate testimonial to somebody. So we want to keep them engaged. So with that, I'm going to turn over the prospect list over to Belinda.
Awesome, Greg. Thanks so much. You know, I'll share a tip on that, too. What I used to do when I was learning how to introduce the Beamer or tell my testimonial or success story, I would do it as a recording on my phone, and I'd listen to myself, and I'd re-record and re-record. So it was a great way to practice. So maybe a little tip for some people. But you're right. I don't know if we told anyone that we were going to do homework, but what we're about to talk about is going to be one of your homework assignments for this week. The prospect list is really very important, and it's absolutely something that we want to start doing. We want you to start thinking about people that you would like to share the Beamer with. And we call that the top of the funnel, you know, the people who we want to start sharing Beamers with, inviting to meetings, inviting to calls, sharing videos with. But one of the things that you want to do is just determine who you know. Don't try to make a determination if somebody would buy it or has the money to buy it or would be open to it. Just write down the people that you know. And you can create your list as simply as putting it in a card holder, and you put it in a on 3x5 cards by name, or you get a 3-ring binder and you're putting it a different categories at the top and you're writing names down. Just allow yourself to brainstorm. And what you want to think about is when you write the names down, you're going to remember them. It's also going to help you think of other people as you go along. It's going to help you keep track. You know, I actually have prospects in an Excel spreadsheet. I have a CRM system, but the Excel spreadsheet helps me remember who I want to make sure I'm talking to each week. So it's really very effective to have that opportunity to keep track, to write things down. And you can think of all the different types of people that you know. You know, we call a warm market those people that we know. Look through your cell phone. Look through your friends in different social media sites. You know, think of your coworkers, your friends, your family, and just start writing down their names. You know, if you think about, there may be people who may be influencers for you, people who are in business or entrepreneurial that may be able to help you. You know, think about it. We actually help people with their two greatest stressors in life, health and finances. So maybe there's going to be some people that you may think that may be interested in Beamer as a business, in addition to Beamer as a health device that could help change the quality of their lives. You know, think about the people that you know at the health clubs or churches. Maybe your children are involved in sports or different activities. You know, there's always people you know in your social network. So don't stress about writing anybody's name down. You can start thinking about how to communicate. That could be something that you and your mentor can go through that list and make a determination as to how to follow up with everybody or how to engage and introduce the Beamer. But one thing I do want to remind everybody is none of us are allowed to cold call on doctors or vets. So you do not want to have, unless you have a personal relationship with a doctor or a vet, you cannot cold call. So do not open up the directory. I don't even know if there's yellow phone books anymore, but you don't want to just making a list of doctors and vets and start reaching out to them. You must have a personal relationship or invited into the conversation. One very big thing to remember is don't prejudge. You can also just have an opportunity when you introduce someone into the Beamer and they say this isn't the right time for them or they're not interested, you can always have an easy bow out to say thank you. Well, maybe now that you know the Beamer exists, you could be a referral partner for me. And so that's an opportunity to not put pressure on people. We're here to educate the people that Beamer exists and the opportunity for us to be able to help people. So as Greg mentioned, there is a list that may help support you in a memory jogger that will help you in the prospecting. There's also a document you may want to download that says 50 faces, and you could put the names and numbers of the people that you're sharing with. So there are several documents in our Facebook group. It may help you. But next week, we're going to discuss how to reach out to people. Today, this time for this week, we're just making the list. So, Greg, you want to talk about the homework and, well, actually, let's start with what the biggest obstacle is to success first.
And I always giggle when I read this one, Belinda, because on my paperwork, it says biggest obstacle to success equals you. And then she has in parentheses my name, Greg, with a smiley face. So, yes, you are so right on this, Belinda, because the biggest obstacle is me. And what happens is, number one, we feel guilty or nervous or scared sometimes to pick up that phone because we feel maybe that we're going to be bothering somebody. Other things are, oh my goodness, that individual, there's no way that they could afford this, so why should I even share it with them? Do you realize that there are people that put away money just in hopes of having something like this enter their lives. And I just don't, I'm not just saying this because I've experienced it. We had an individual that was a retired professor out of a college. He lived on very minimal means as such. You know, car wasn't the greatest. His clothing wasn't the cleanest or anything there. Well, he had been kind of falling into depression because he had his areas of discomfort in his body. And when our distributor shared it with him, right away he jumped on it. He tried it out, and he was ready to pay cash for it. He goes, I have been waiting for something like this to come into my life, and I would give anything to feel better. And he did, and he does. And so never, ever prejudge anybody or limit your beliefs, because the value of our mindset is our success. Make sure you share this with everybody. And it might not just be the person in front of you. It might be the individual that they lead you to as well. They may say, I'm not interested, but you know what? My friend or my parents or something might be interested. Just like the waitress at the store. It might be a young gal that's a waitress at the store, and you could introduce it to her. And she's like, no, I'm not interested, but you know what? My parents might be. So once again, then that leads to their friends and family or neighbors. So with that, we're going to go right into our homework. So first off, let's sign up for Facebook. So you go into the groups and you look up Quick Start IBD Support Group and make sure that you have your IBD number, and also let us know if you've been to an academy or not. And the questions are there. Now, if you're using your phone, you may need to scroll up a little bit to see the questions. And I think that's what's happening, because people will go in there, but they don't answer the questions. And I think it's because they're overlooking that. So then I have to personally reach out on Instant Messenger and hope that they see their instant messaging, and then they're able to answer the questions to me directly, and then I can go in and accept them. Because we have had individuals that were fake accounts that were trying to get in there only because they then would try to befriending people and things like that so that they could hack your accounts. So we're trying to really protect you guys also through this process. Okay, so get signed up for Facebook. Number two, start developing a prospect list, family members, neighbors, relatives, people you work with. Just make the list. That's it. Just make the list. Then start with your e-learning and then also reviewing your distributor library. Get started on the e-learning. I personally make sure that my people go all the way through that before they get to the academy. Otherwise, you get to the academy and it's like drinking water out of a fire hose. So make sure you go through the e-learning. You'll be well prepared for the academy. It'll be much more enjoyable. Also, help your mentor sign you up for an academy. And we can go into that later on here, but make sure that they walk you through and get you signed up and get you ready for that. And then after that, search for your upline in your back office. Learn how to do that through your mentor or another fellow individual that you meet through our Facebook page and the Quick Start IBD support group. So start developing a nice circle of friends, and you'll be surprised the stories that you will hear. So with that, I'm going to turn over the quote of the day for Belinda. Can you knock that one out of the park for me?
Sure. Success isn't just about what you accomplish in your life. It's about what you inspire others to do. And think about that. People, we are able to lift lives and change the quality of lives by what we do every day. What a blessing Beamer is for all of us. Hope everybody has a great week and has great success in the assignment.
Yep, everybody. It's so wonderful to see you on here. Make sure you share this with all your team members. We really want to get the word out there. We want to have fun. We love your comments on Facebook, because we are here for you. We volunteer our time to do this. So we want to make this the best opportunity for you. Everybody, have a great week, and we will see you next Monday.
Today's show was by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.